All right,
I'm ready if you're ready.
Great. This will be recorded for the town records in minutes.
Okay.
We're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record.
Yep.
And then we will give you 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value should be and why.
Okay.
The board may have some questions for you, some comments. And then when the board will deliberate, and we'll send you a notice, the town will send you a notice, a results agreements notice within 14 days of the close of the hearings.
Sure.
Okay, so that's our
Charlie
advice.
Gardner.
Hi. Charlie Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Yep.
Andrew French.
Andrew. Wayne Groff.
Great. You have the floor.
Okay. First off, I've never done this before.
It's all right.
This is something new for me to do, but I'll just read it as I've written it. As you know, a 20-year-old home depreciates. It's like a car. It's not like a stick-built home. It depreciates, and the depreciation is significant. Our home is personal property, as the land that it sits on cannot be sold. We are being taxed at a value higher than a brand-new home. According to Garrett, Effecto Homes, brand-new homes, our size, same layout, delivered run $140,000 to $160,000 plus a $35,000 site work charge. That brings us to $200,000 for a brand new home. With the $59,900 that has been added as the property tax, a land tax, we have been assessed $25,000 over the price of a brand new home. Most expensive home sold in our area is a 2024 two-bed, two-bath, same as ours, and it sold for $205,500. That home was only 6 months old and wasn't lived in, basically new. So, at $165,400, which was our assessment, plus the $59,900, makes the home unsellable at $225,300. That is in no way fair market value. At $150,000, which I've asked, plus the $59,900 for our share of the co-op land, the possibility of a $2,900 sale price is far more fair market. In addition, a 20-year-old home is harder to insure than a new home, and according to my agent and Allen Ash Insurance, I would not even be able to insure my home for the assessed value. How is this representative fair market value? So, at $150,000, I know this $59,900 is legal, and it's going to happen. I would have liked to have known this further back than a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Now, I don't know when the co-op knew this. We haven't had a chance to talk to the co-op about any of this. So I figured I'd come right to you. Don't know how long. If this is going to happen, it's going to happen. But if doing this makes our house unsellable, that's not fair market value. When you assess a home, it's assessed at fair market value. And when you look in the land column of that assessment, it says zero. When you assess our homes, it has our assessment at 165.4. That's 150% increase in assessment in value. With the 59.9, that's 239% increase in market. How is that possible? Now, I know the 59.9 is going to happen. I know that's going to happen. It is part of living in a co-op. But I think if we could bring the house, I've got no problem. I take great pride in my home. As far as I'm concerned, we have the nicest home in Westbury. I take great pride in it. If we want to assess it fairly, assess it as a new home. I'll take that and I'll suck it up. That's $150,000. But at $165,000, that's more than a brand new home sitting on my lot. How can that be with a 20-year-old home that's been depreciating for 20 years? So my ask is that we come more in line. If you want to tax me the same cost as having a brand new home put on my lot, replacement value is, well, my original replacement value in the original assessment was $77,000. I have taken it upon myself to say, okay, let's say my replacement value is now $160,000. I'm okay with that. I got no problem with that. I understand what it's doing. But if my replacement value is more than my house is worth, is my house is worth more than my replacement value, how can that be? Now, I guess that's really all I've got. I think my figures represent a fair market value, which is what everything's been assessed at this year. So, I guess that's it.
Good. That's good data. Thank you.
I talked to my insurance agent, and I said, if I came to you right now and tried to insure my house for $165,000, which is the original assessment without the 59.9, she laughed at me because I wouldn't do it.
So did you also met with Vision Appraisal, is that right, Wayne? Is this your first time in here?
This is my first time.
So how come I've got 159.3? When did that change occur? So your building...
Yeah, I have 159 as well.
159.3 and land. So you're saying
I'm going by what you
because there's a shed
165. Yeah,
165.4. The old one was 69. Right. It's been there since
69.4.
There's a shed there, Charlotte.
Oh, there's a shed. There's a
shed.
Okay.
So here we got that's the land co-op charge. That's the mobile home. That's
okay.
The shed.
Oh, I see the shed. Here we go. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and there's another.
What have you got for a shed?
Is a 10 by 14 shed. And that's another point of contention because that shed, the park rules, the co-op rules say that anything I build on that land other than the mobile home becomes property of the park. So that's not my shed anymore. That's the park's shed. The porch is mine. The back deck is mine because it's attached to the trailer. But the shed and any plant work, anything I do belongs now to the park. If I pick up my trailer and move it, the shed can't go. The shed has to stay there because it belongs to the park now. So
is that part of the co-op rules?
Yeah. Okay. Anything I build, anything becomes part of the... If I...
The idea of that is that if they remove it, the shed stays to the new owner who puts a new trailer on.
Right.
It's really not...
And I missed the
co-op can't just go and put their own lawnmowers in there or whatever in there.
What's the $2,900?
Gas fireplace.
Do you have a gas fireplace?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I don't know why that's 9% good.
Yeah, I was also wondering.
That makes sense, actually, because the depreciation. So just quickly, I'm going to explain the 160 on the house.
Mm-hmm.
The actual, if you were to buy your trailer on the side of the road, it's not going to be worth 160. Okay, it'll be something less than that. The 160 also includes the siting of the mobile home on the site. Okay, and it also includes the location of the site.
Correct.
So that's why it's not like a new mobile home off Bros. Or off Fecto's is $150,000 to $160,000 brand new.
Correct.
That's not sited. So that's not including the cost to site it, plus the location where that site is. So for instance, Westbury Park, though that's a better location than Windermere. Okay?
Oh, I understand.
So included in that 160 is not just the replacement cost of the building, it's also where it's located. And the fact that it is sited on the park. So that's included. So when you say that the brand new mobile home sells for $160,000, and how can your replacement cost from the town be more than that? It's because we're including that cost to replace it. And you said yourself that Fecto charges $35,000 to site at home. That's part of that cost.
Nope. Fecto's delivered cost on my site is 140 to 160, depending on what
but
I want.
But then if it said plus, it's...
Then the $35,000 would be to me. So this, the home...
Yeah. That $35,000 is also included in the cost of the mobile home. So it's part of the... So, like you said, the one that sold, that's brand new in the park, sold for $105,000. So that actual off-the-lot effectos was probably $160,000. Then the delivery cost, and then the installation of that site and putting on the site all together was $205,000. That's a brand new mobile home. So when we value it, we're valuing it at $205,000.
Okay.
Okay? Because it's including all those extra costs. It's just like if you were to buy a vacant piece of land and build a house on it, the site work that you do on the site that's on top of the vacant piece of land becomes part of the land value.
Right. Correct.
So it's the same type of thing. So that's why when you say, well, brand new home off Fecto's lot is going to be this, how can my home be higher? Because your home is already sited and it's including that site cost.
Well, my home is 20 years old.
That's right.
Right.
It depreciates like an automobile. It does not appreciate like a stick-built house. It depreciates. So you're saying that 20 years of depreciation. Now, do you know, and I'm sure you do, I'm sorry, the lifespan of a mobile home built in the 2000s is 40 to 70 years. So my mobile home is half dead. And you're telling me that that doesn't matter, that that doesn't factor into the price of my home, the value of my home?
I'm telling you, with the current condition, market conditions are...
Doesn't take into consideration.
Is not taking into consideration the age of the home as much as it did 5-10 years ago. So 10 years ago, we would have depreciated the mobile homes 1% a year for its age, up to about 10 to 12 years. Then we would rock that curve out and start going 0.5% or
3%.
Right.
Till
it became, about 40 years old, then that would be flattened out at about 50% depreciated. Today, a home that's 30 years old isn't depreciated 30-40% like it would have been 10-12 years ago. It's now only depreciated about 10-15%.
And why is that?
Because the market is saying that's what it is.
There are no houses. People are desperate to move and paying too much.
It's what people will pay for your home.
That's the fair market value, and that's what's hurting.
So the buyers are, they're ignoring that depreciated age. So when we look at and we stratify the sales of all the mobile homes, right, in the park, and we do it by age, the value of those mobile homes should go down. What people are paying for should go down. What we're seeing is that it does not go down that much. Okay, so as you go down the age of the homes from the sale prices, you should see that depreciation coming down, right? That's what you're talking about. And now that depreciation is not coming down as quickly as it used to. You know,
because like, other sales are...
Because, yeah, so we have sales of 30-year-old mobile homes selling for $100,000+, selling for $120,000, $130,000. We have sales of mobile homes that are, you know, 60 years old selling for $90,000. They should, you know, whereas 10 years ago they would have sold for $15,000. That's what's happening. And so when we do depreciate for age, that depreciation is just not recognized in this market, in this current market. And maybe 5 years from now it will be, and we'll make adjustments then to reflect that. But right now, it's not as much.
I have two questions.
Sure.
Have you gotten the letter on the lot rent increase?
Wow.
You pay 509 to the...
We pay 547.
So now it's 547?
Yeah, I think it's 547 or 542. My wife does that fancy stuff. So I think it's 547.
Because you understand that the owner of the park no longer has to pay real estate taxes on the land.
Correct. And that's...
So that's a huge expense that should be wiped off their slate.
In other words, our membership dues is what they call it, because we're a co-op now, should go down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, your lot rents. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're encouraging people to go to the co-op board and see if you can make that happen.
Now, you probably can't do it here today, but can you can you give me an idea what this changes my tax rate? Can you?
Yes, your rate is going to be somewhere around 1.3 as opposed to 2.56.
I'm sorry, I didn't even bring a pen. 1.3
is estimated for...
On the 225.
Yes.
225.4, right? Something like
225.3.
That. 225.3. 225.3. Okay.
And it used to be 2.56 on the 69.4.
It's part of the state's reason for doing it that way is so that everyone can take advantage of the homestead rate, as opposed to the park was getting the bill. They had to pay the non-homestead rate and then split it up to all you folks. Since it's going to you guys now, that part of the bill can all be part of your homestead. You'll get the residential rate on that. So in theory, you are paying less taxes than if it was passed through the park onto you. You see what I'm saying?
In theory. And then you also qualify, if you qualify for a prebate, you're at that homestead rate. And that's the HS 121.
Oh, hold on. HS?
121.
What's that?
That's the prebate, where depending on your income sensitivity and your assessment, Montpelier will send Colchester some of your taxes.
And how do I apply for that? Or how do I find out about
it? It's a HI 144 form. You can find it on the state. HI 144. Household income 144.
Household income.
Yeah, the HS is homestead.
Oh, yes.
And so for that, they look at your income and they look at stuff like your tax bill. Now your tax bill is higher, so you're more sensitive. You see what I'm saying? So they did it so that you can get more money from the state if applicable.
If your income is such.
If your income...
What's the level this year, do you know?
Well, the max income is, I think, $123,000.
So if your household income is less than $123,000, you and your wife.
Yep.
Then you should file this.
Okay.
And the state will pay some of your taxes for you. Now, if your assessment was $1 million and your income was only $50,000, they would pay a lot, up to a limit or something. But the fact that this is going up should give you more money if you qualify for the program.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why they did it, as a benefit to the homeowners.
No.
Here's that out. That's wrong.
Here's a question I have for you real quick. $50,000 just... Did the co-op ask you to do this, or did do this?
No, the state law did.
The state law did. Because
legislators.
Yes, okay. All right, that's just a side.
Yeah, I know.
Now, let me ask you a question. You've been in real estate for
56.
Many years. Can you see a mobile home selling for this kind of money in
this
the state of Vermont?
This is creating a real conundrum.
Yes, you can,
because there's no housing available, Wayne. I think the lenders and their appraisers, which is different from the assessors, need to learn that this is what's happened.
Yeah.
Because it is going to change things. There's no question. Because some
getting
of the mobile homes that getting financed might be more difficult until they understand that this is how it was required to be done. Yes.
And the sale prices are not going to be the 225 sale prices. The sale price will be whatever the lot value is minus this. So
the assessment minus the lot value.
The lot will be the sale prices.
Yeah.
So we're not saying you can sell the property for 225. We're saying you can sell your home for 160. Okay, that's the sale price. That's what we're saying the market value is for your home. But state law
59.9 has nothing to do with how much our home is worth. It has to do with paying the co-op's
taxes.
Right.
And every home in the park is assessed that same amount.
And the 59.9 is based on what the co-op is worth, the park is worth. So that we
which is 14.975.
Yeah, basically 15 million. Yeah.
Yeah. And how much did that go up? Do you know? I don't have that figure. The last figure.
I think they were around 5 million before.
Yeah. See, I thought they were 8. But
yeah, they may maybe, but when you look at the income that's produced, per lot rent by market lot rents, and then you subtract out the vacancy and you subtract out the expenses, and you can get a net operating income, you can capitalize that and get a value. And so when we do that, the value is around 15 million. And you can do that with apartment buildings. It's just a way of valuation. And so we also compared that with what mobile home parks had sold in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And they're selling around $60,000 a site. So that's what their sale prices are. So I think Breezy Acres,
yeah,
that was $59,000 a site it sold for.
So I'm sorry, I'm sure I'm out of time. What about the people that still rent?
They're going to get this as well. We didn't